This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sushila Karki says corruption is the biggest challenge to human rights. Prime Minister urges all sides to help in completing the election. Total of 2,209 students, including 196 from 17 different countries, graduated from Kathmandu University. Embassy of Nepal in Bangkok rescues 47 Nepali citizens from Myanmar. And at least 19 people dead in collapse of two buildings in Morocco's Fez. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has identified corruption as a major bottleneck to development and transformation in recent years. Addressing to an event organized by the National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, in marking the International Human Rights Day and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the Prime Minister said corruption transcends economic implications, posing a serious threat to the fundamental rights of vulnerable, powerless and marginalized groups. The Prime Minister said the thrust of democracy is rooted on the conduction of fair elections, asserting that it is the government's primary duty to foster an environment where citizens can choose their representatives without fear, coercion or undue influence. Prime Minister Karki also urges all political parties to unobtrusively participate in the election by assuring the right to vote of the eligible Nepali people and also respect, protect and promote human rights so as to make the democratic exercise such as election a success. A total of 2,209 students from various disciplines graduated at the 31st convocation, first phase of Kathmandu University KU in Dhulikhel. Among them, 196 are foreign students from 17 countries. Addressing the 31st convocation in Dhulikhel of Kabre Palanchok today, Prime Minister and Chancellor of the KU, Sushila Karki, instructed all concerned agencies through the Education Minister to assist in creating an environment for delivering quality education at comparatively affordable cost in the country. The Prime Minister said the government is laying groundwork on the matter of appointing Chancellor in consultation with the university's vice-chancellors, senior leadership and other stakeholders. The Embassy of Nepal in Bangkok of Thailand has rescued a total of 47 Nepali citizens from Myanmar with the coordination and support of the relevant Thai authorities. They were brought back to Nepal today on Nepal Airlines. Among those rescued were individuals from 26 districts, including 45 men and 2 women. They were lured through various temptations and taken to Myanmar, where they were forced to work illegally in online scamming centers, including online dating, online casinos, gaming and phishing, crypto fraud and other activities. The Election Commission has received applications from 100 political parties for the proportional election system. These parties submitted their applications before the deadline for the proportional category of the House of Representatives election, which is set for the 5th of March. The Commission had designated the registration period for parties aiming for the proportional election from the 7th to 9th of December. The Commission has indicated that it will conduct a thorough review of the applications received and aims to approve them on the 12th of December. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel underscored the need for everyone to work in unison to reduce the digital violence. Addressing a panel discussion themed Gender-Based Violence and the Role of Media organized by the Sansarika Samuha today, Minister Kharel acknowledged the dual responsibility bearing the female journalists to protect themselves from digital violence. The minister pressed for using technology responsibly. Ambassador of Qatar to Nepal, Mishal Mohammad Al Ansari, has paid a courtesy call on Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav at the latest office in Lainchor on Wednesday. According to the office of the Vice President, they discussed the various issues, including mutual relations between Nepal and Qatar, collaboration in multilateral and regional forums, labor and trade. On the occasion, Vice President Yadav said Nepal and Qatar have been enjoying excellent relations since establishment of diplomatic relations in 1977. Around 365,000 Nepali workers are working in Qatar. The Embassy of Nepal in China celebrated International Meditation Day by hosting an event titled Practicing Meditation, Connecting Soul and Body. Sahasi Dafir Roshan Khanal stressed the health benefits of meditation and yoga and noted how Nepal is integrating traditional practices with modern wellness trends to attract global visitors. The UN General Assembly designated the 21st of December as International Meditation Day in 2024. The program aimed to promote Nepal's meditation and yoga traditions and highlight the country's growing appeal for spiritual tourism. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. I'm Sai for a short break.
Videsh gaye pari chinta ki na garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pari paunu hos hami sangai
call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna #1415#7# gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The government has officially notified Mauritius about the termination of the bilateral double taxation avoidance agreement signed on the 3rd of August in 1999. The notification was sent through diplomatic channels. According to Madan Dahal, Director General of the Inland Revenue Department, the letter was dispatched to the government of Mauritius in accordance with the agreement. Now a sports update. Lumini Lions have defeated Kathmandu Gorkhas in the eliminator round of the second season of the Nepal Premier League NPL. Lumini chased the target of 112 runs in 17.4 overs with a loss of 6 wickets at the Team International Cricket Stadium this evening. Earlier, Kathmandu was all out in 19.1 overs and scored only 111 runs. Now Lumini Lions will compete against Biratnagar Kings in Qualifier 2 tomorrow. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. At least 19 people have been killed and 16 injured by the collapse of two buildings in Morocco's historic Fez city, according to the state news agency. Al Jazeera cited the state agency as saying the death toll from the collapse of the four-story buildings on Wednesday included children. The buildings were inhabited by 8 families and were in the Al-Mustaqbal neighborhood. Police and civil protection services rushed to the site, social media footage showed. The injured were transported to the University Hospital Center in Fez, the state news agency reported. President Donald Trump told a campaign-styled rally that consumer prices are falling tremendously as he sought to allay voter anxiety about the U.S. cost of living. According to the BBC, in a speech at a casino in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, the president told the supporters he had no higher priority than making America affordable again. But while gas and egg prices have fallen, other food is more expensive and Americans remain unhappy about the cost of housing, childcare and healthcare. Democrats have capitalized on Trump's vulnerability on the economy in recent state and city votes, leaving many Republicans uneasy about next year's midterm elections. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in hilly region of Karnali and Sutupashchim provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sushila Karki says corruption is the biggest challenge to human rights. Prime Minister urges all sides to help in completing the election. Total of 2,209 students, including 196 from 17 different countries, graduated from Kathmandu University. Embassy of Nepal in Bangkok rescues 47 Nepali citizens from Myanmar. And at least 19 people dead in collapse of two buildings in Morocco's Fes. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.